thank you for the wonderful Son. Thank you for the Savior. Thank you for the I Am. Thank you for the one who loves us so. Thank you, God, for a Savior that is so, again, intimate with us, Lord Jesus. He's personal. Thank you, God, that he reached us personally. Lord, thank you that you stand at the door and you knock, and Lord, we open, and praise God, you freely come in. Thank you for the encouraging of the Spirit today, Lord God. Let your people know how you love them. Lord, let them receive this love, how magnificent and rich and full, and God, that you are totally for. Praise the Lord, your children. God, thank you that you never leave us nor forsake us. God, you know the uprising. You know the downsetting, Lord God. You know our thought afar off. You know the hair on our head. You are the caring one. It's not just in a number, Lord God. It's in a heart. And I'm thankful that you know the hearts of your children, Lord God. You've discerned them. You know them, Lord Jesus. Now, Lord, we ask that your Spirit anoint us and draw us into that fellowship today. God, let it be such a wonderful time, knowing the intimacy of, Lord, that we're favored. God, your loving eyes are on us. It's the eyes of the dove. And I'm thankful, Lord, that you draw us with that. Lord, that ever-drawing, powerful love of God. Let us open up to you today. Come in, Lord God, and sup with us. Thank you for that Spirit, Lord, because that's the power. It's the power of the love of God. Now shed it abroad in our hearts. We give you the praise and thanks and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise be to God. Open your Bibles with me to Romans chapter 1. We're going to verse 16. That's Romans chapter 1, verse 16. And so sweetly, it gets right to the point. Praise the Lord, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Isn't that wonderful? And it's the power of God. Isn't that amazing how many things that man wants to put out there to try to lead you into the things of God or to tickle your ears towards the things of God? Let me tell you something. The power of God is in the gospel of Christ. And that's what we're here to preach. And thanks be to God that we are not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Now, we spoke about a brother last week who, I believe by God's grace, there is not a finer example of this than in King David. Such exuberance, brothers and sisters, an amazing exuberance for who he was in Christ. And it was evident that this brother was not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It wasn't just on paper that he wasn't ashamed. It wasn't just in words that he wasn't ashamed. But it was in his life, brothers and sisters, and how it made him feel. He wasn't ashamed to let it come out. He wasn't ashamed to praise the Lord with a loud voice and to cry unto him and say, he is my God. Praise the Lord. Now, in that, brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you something. That sweet shepherd boy was dancing with the Lord long before he ever danced before Israel. He was overwhelmed in spirit. And you know what? He didn't quench it. He didn't quench it. My goodness. Well, it might bother so-and-so. Or it might affect this. Let me tell you something. It might affect, and let it affect. Quench not the Spirit. Praise God we know this. See, whether he was a boy when he was going in to encourage the army of Israel as they were standing there against Goliath, he did not see his age. He did not see his inexperience. He did not care what others might say about him, including his brother. He did not let any of that quench the zeal of the Lord and the word of God in his life. And then you think about him becoming a king. I thought about this and I thought, how sweet, Lord. And you know, as you read this word, a lot of times we forget he was anointed to be king. And then he became the one that would go in and was the servant of Saul. And then he was the one that came in to that army of the Israelites and said to them, come on, guys, this is our opportunity. He wasn't unwilling to be abased. Listen to these words. He wasn't unwilling. But see, brothers and sisters, when he became a king, I'm sure there were some of them that said, well, you know, David, you're going to have to start acting kingly. You got to be different now. God called you into something. And you got to walk like this. And you got to hold your head like this. You got to put one eyebrow up and stare at them like that. Let them think you're smart. David said, oh, that's foolishness. Praise the Lord, I am what I am by the grace of God. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ and what it's made me. I'm just a shepherd boy, hallelujah. And by the way, you don't know this yet, but I do love to dance. Amen. See, praise God, brothers and sisters, the sincere spirit carried him throughout his life. Carried him through the uprising and through the downsetting, didn't it? Because in that, brothers and sisters, he encouraged himself in the Lord. He encouraged himself in the Lord, and that is so vital. See, the Lord loves us so much that he's going to have the ones closest to our hearts take swipes at us. And swipes come in many different ways. We think that swipes is something that can be very mean, very hurtful to us, and that can be. But it also can come in things that seem and appear to be very good. And might be on the surface even a godly good. But how about moving to acceptable and even to the perfect will of God? Brothers and sisters, we must be mindful of this. We must understand that, again, we need to encourage ourselves in the Lord. One of the sweet things about David is he had a wife. Her name was Michal. And she decided to be a bump on a log. And David just simply said, I choose not to be a bump on the log. How can I be a bump on the log when I'm seated in the heavens with Christ? How can you be when you're seated now in the heavens with Christ? Praise God. He said, let me tell you something. I got some living to do because I got a life in me. And praise God, I wanted to live abundantly. Now, David, brothers and sisters, he loved the presence of the Lord in his life more than anything. He was thankful to God. Are you thankful to God that you're the apple of his eye? That wasn't just for David. That's for the child of the king. That's for God's sons. And I'm looking at a bunch of them. Are you thankful by the grace of God? You're the apple of his eye. He's not going to let the apple of his eye be touched. Know this. Oh, but brother, you just don't realize what I'm in. I'm financially in ruin. My wife's turned against me. My husband's doing this. God still favors his children. Know this, brothers and sisters. He's for you. He saw these things. And praise the Lord, I'm understanding. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. It has to be this way. I love it. I know a lot of your lives, and I'm thankful for it. I'm thankful for the things that God has shown. Behold the Lamb. Oh, they tried to say that about you? Praise God. No, behold the Lamb. Is that what you say? I pray it is. I pray it's also, it is written. Thank you, God. It is written, behold the Lamb. It is finished. Wonderful words. Know these for yourself. Praise God. Now, brothers and sisters, David loved the presence of the Lord. He loved that he was chosen. He loved that he was the Lord's beloved. He loved that he was anointed. And I got to thinking about this, and maybe the problem with Michal was she didn't see it because she was used to seeing her dad as the king. And she just couldn't get over that maybe somebody her own age could be king. How about some of them in the kingdom that were older and couldn't get over that? You mean that boy is the anointed? I've been here much longer than he has. I know much more than that boy does. I get in trouble sometimes. I get phone calls. But I'm thankful the Lord answers every one. Amen. Is he for you? Yes, he is. Is he for me? Yes, he is. Is he for us in Christ? Oh, you know he is. Now, you'd think that the evidence of the fruit and the increase in the kingdom. Now again, this was all doing to God, but it was under David. It was. Let's just call it what it was. God used that vessel. He said, that's the one I'm going to use. Praise the Lord. He does that with Rahab's. He does that with Esther's. He does that with Ruth's. He does that with Jacob's. He does that with Saul's and turns them into Paul. Can you imagine the things that he does? And then he takes the Peter that might think he's so much and shows him, oh my goodness, you're going to be the one that's going to deny me three times, son. Watch this. You have nothing in yourself. You are not faithful. You're no good but for me. You need to understand that, and it's so precious and sweet. You think about all of these things. Oh, well, David did this and that. You think about Peter at the Lord at his most pressing time. The time the Lord, you'd say naturally, man, the Lord needs somebody to be with him. And there was Peter. I don't know him. I don't want to have anything to do with him. If there was ever a time to jump in, oh, come on, Peter, you got to jump in there. No, God had a plan in that. But for the encouraging of the Lord, there go I. Do you understand that? Praise the Lord, and what a perfect plan, because he had to be totally and utterly alone. He had to show, praise God, that he was going to that cross alone. There was no one with him. Praise the Lord, the Lamb, the I Am, he was it. God even had to turn away. Isn't it awesome? I'm so thankful. Yeah, I cry out and I'm sad in a sense, but oh, I'm so happy that he did it for me. He finished it. His love was so great, it didn't matter. I'm going. Nothing can stop me. And that's the zeal of the Lord. Nothing can stop me. Praise God. It's not of me. It's Christ in me, the hope of glory. And I'm thankful again for that. How wonderfully simple and bold that life is. That, Lord, draw this exuberance out. This love for the will of the Father. Yes, you have it. Oh, brother, but you don't see my life. I don't see that, because that's the lie. That's the lie. That's the deception. Now are we the sons of God. Not someday. Not when I'm thinking I'm seated. I'm seated now. I got to get a vision of how the Father sees me, because he's the only truth. Amen. It's the only word that's going to endure forever. It's the only thing that is. That is right. And isn't it wonderful you know it? Praise the Lord. Now, God brought a lot of increase in fruit under that sweet brother David. But see, this Michal, it didn't touch her. She was stubborn. Maybe it was her tradition, but I'll tell you, whatever it was, it cost her the greatest natural blessing to a woman that God gives. And I'm just saying natural blessing. He shut up her womb. She was unwilling to break from the mindset of her upbringing. She was unwilling to become a fool for Christ's sake. Huh? Come on. See, you can become a fool for Christ's sake even in the body, as, praise the Lord, glory is being exercised in somebody even in this place. Oh, they shouldn't do that. How about praise the Lord? Hallelujah. That's my body over there getting free. I'm so thankful to God what's going on over there. There's a boldness in the Lord. I see the chains just breaking. I see the weights going off. I see a life being elevated, praise the Lord, because Christ in me, the boldness of God, is coming forth. But brothers and sisters, she was unwilling to change into another glory that God had already prepared. See, everybody in that kingdom, pretty much everyone, was rejoicing in the glory of the Lord and the love of God in Brother David as he danced before the Lord. But her eyes could only see an imbecile. Her eyes could only see disgrace. Her eyes could only see one so politically, socially unacceptable that in her defiance and arrogance to God, the joy and the fruit was completely snatched from her life. It was gone. It was over. But you know, that didn't even affect David. You gotta love this guy. I mean, he is so awesome. You know, he didn't get over there and say, "Oh, honey, I'm so sorry." No, he said, "You thought that was bad? I'm even going to become more vile and base, imbecile, whatever you want to call it, in my sight even. I'm going to become so base that only the servants," let me interpret that for you, "only the trailer folk are going to rejoice with me. But at least they're going to rejoice with me. What are you doing with your life?" Oh, brother. I don't want to dry up, brothers and sisters. Truth in love, spirit in truth. I'm so thankful for truth, 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 and it's not going to come without it. But praise God, let the love of God be shed abroad in our hearts. Let the love of God be shed abroad in this meeting. I'm telling you, there was a heavy, heavy burden this week. So thankful for the prayer of the saints. I'm so thankful for the encouraging of the Spirit in the body of Christ, the supplying, praise the Lord, of the joints. And know that God uses you. But in that, he showed me, praise the Lord, my love is going to take care of this, son. You watch this. You watch the transformation of the sons of God. You're going to see people arise, son. You're going to see them come forth. You're going to see them stand, praise the Lord, and withstand, and having done all, stand. I love you, brothers and sisters. It's wonderful. But love is going to reign. Hallelujah. Love is going to show the wonderful evidence of the glory of God. Oh, my goodness. It's so wonderful when he hits you with such simplicity. But brothers and sisters, they still didn't even see anything yet. I can't get out of David right now. I'm just so thankful. I'm just waltzing in there with him. We're dancing. We're having a good time. But really, he said, "Man, now look it. I was over here with the trailer folk and we were rejoicing. But you haven't even seen anything yet." He would be taken soon after this into great temptation. As we rejoiced last week with him, Bathsheba. Hallelujah. Uriah. How could you say that, Pastor? You're a nut. I am. I'm a fool for Christ's sake because I know grace is working. I know there's a transformation coming. I know that God had to show David, "David, you are not faithful, but I am faithful still. Even when you believe not, David, I'm there. I saw you in ages past. I gave you a heart, hallelujah, that's going to praise me. And I'm going to bring it forth and I'm going to show you how this is going to be." When are we going to settle down with Christ in me? Huh? Christ. That's always first. That's always it. He just happens to occupy here. Praise be to God. And we are going forth. But brothers and sisters, you know, there was ones that looked over at David and said, "Oh my goodness. Not only did he dance, not only did he even get more vile, but can you imagine him? He was confident in the grace of God. And the Lord gave him a new wife. And the Lord gave him a new son, Solomon. And the Lord put a crown on his head. Gosh, that guy. I love my brother. I'm thankful for the anointing of the Lord in his life. I'm so thankful that he's not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Don't be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Know who you are in Jesus Christ. Know that you're a son. Know that it was the life of Jesus Christ that came to live in you. That's the life I'm talking about. I could shine you in no other way. I wouldn't rob you like that. But it's Christ in you. And I would rob you if I didn't tell you how precious you are to God. That's reality. It doesn't matter what you're thinking. I could think that I'm a goat, but I'm a human. Nebuchadnezzar sure looked silly out there, looking like an animal in the field. And everybody looked at him and said, "Man, he sure ain't acting right." Lord will let you go wherever you want. And I've seen a lot of Christians acting like they weren't Christians. But it doesn't matter. And that's what you need to awaken to. That's what's going to get it done. The life that now lives in me lives by faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Always there to remind me that, Son, I loved you and I love you and I will forever love you. I think we're getting somewhere. Thank you, Jesus. Now, he wasn't ashamed of the glorious gospel of Christ. The seed remaineth. That's the life. It remains. It's just there. You cannot take it out. And in that, he would always be favored to God. And more so, God made him a man after his own heart. Now, I'm certain there were ones that said, well, I knew that he did. But that was back then. There's a thing called a good work. And he said he'd perform it. And he would finish it. And praise God, and he did. And he's showing that in each and every one of us, brothers and sisters. Praise God. God hope. Yes, you do, God hope. We abound in hope. Because it's just what is. And hallelujah, it's coming forth, brothers and sisters. But see, the thing is I've had people say, well, brother, then why do I even yield to God now? Well, I'll tell you why you yield to God now. Yes, he will perform the good work that he's begun. And he will finish it. But praise be to God, there is a clock that's a ticking. And the clock that's ticking is the trump, the bride, the readied wife. I want to partake in it, praise the Lord. I believe you do too. You wouldn't be here. But Jesus is coming. And he's going to appear first to them that love his appearing. That are longing to see him. Bridegroom. Yes, there is an urgency. And there is a reason by God's grace to have that strumming going on now. Because complacent or neutral, you cannot be. There were a lot there sitting there, well, you shouldn't go that far. Yes, you should go that far. You need to learn to dance. Praise be to God, David loved to dance. But brothers and sisters, Christ in me left all of that failure in ages past. And I rejoice in the victory in Jesus Christ. And I'm talking about the vessels, hallelujah, not just to be restored, but fully overcoming. I'm talking about abounding vessels. As the brother said, brother, I loved hearing that. Out of the ashes for a double portion. Not just come on out of there and crawl. Thanks be to God, come out of there and leap up. Thank you, Jesus. See, that's what it is. It doesn't just say arise and walk. Well, let me test it out here. And man, that guy jumped. He was ready to go. He was saying, thank you, Jesus, I've got it. Hallelujah, the very power of God lives in me. And this is where we're at, brothers and sisters. God is challenging us. And neutral and stagnant, we cannot be. There is another glory, and another glory, and another glory. And every one of those you haven't experienced yet. Every one of those you don't even know about yet. And it is an unknown door, and it may be very uncomfortable. But God help us. The way that they walked across that river and went into that promised land was rejoicing, was praising him. It wasn't sheepish. David ran at Goliath. He wasn't saying, oh, well, I hope this works. He ran at him. And I tell you, you got to run. Hallelujah. You run this race. This isn't something that we're plodding along at. We go after it. Now, I'm going to ask you one thing as we close here. How long has it been since your last glory? How long has it been? David caught the vision of the man seated in the heavens with Christ. He caught the vision of the new man, the man that I am. And I love this one. Yeah, he's a full overcomer in the Old Testament. So they had to see this in what God saw for them too. The fully grown sons of God of the hope of glory that wants me to be. That's it. Now, we too need to press on. And God help us to quit resisting the transformation of glory in our lives. Whether it's in you personally or even in this place. God help us not to be caught in tradition, brothers and sisters. God help us to rejoice in something that God has touched a brother or sister with and not to reject it. And I mean it. I'm talking about things of God. Sometimes we get so stuck in things. Well, this is how it should be. I'm glad the fishermen became fishers of men. I'm glad that Saul became Paul.
Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice in the Lord that your names are written in the Lamb's book of life forever, eternal. Oh, yes.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. So, brothers and sisters, if you don't dance, you're going to wither. You will. If you don't dance, you'll dry up. I've said it many times. It's not what you know. It's what you know and live. It's what you know and love. So many can tell the story of David and his dance. But the question is, have you danced?
I see you. I see you this morning. I'm speaking to you. Please rend your heart before me. Put away your pride. Come to me, Father.
The word of God.
Yes.
Yes. Kiandario Sharai. Praise you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. While every head is bowed, we just give you praise and thanks and glory and honor. Thank you, Lamb of God. Thank you, our Savior. Thank you, the wondrous, soon coming bridegroom. Lord, thank you that you call us beloved. Thank you, Lord, that you say, come unto me. Thank you, Lord, that you say, rise up and come away. Thank you, Lord, that we do hear and know your voice. Lord, you're calling us today. Lord, really break up the fallow ground. God, really break up the fallow ground. If there be any hardness, if there be any roots of bitterness in the sons of God here today, Lord God, break it up. Lord Jesus, now is the time to be quickened to the love of God. Lord, help us not to be thinking that somehow it's in our steadfastness. It's been in our years of study or our years of attendance. Lord, it's about now and about the grace of God. Lord, it's about you. And Lord, it's about your drawing and your doing. And it always has been. You are the keeper. You are the one that performs it so sweetly in us. Lord, let us do. Just give you the thanks, the praise, and the honor. And as your sweet word so sweetly encouraged us, God, help us to break the pride. Humble ourselves before the Lord. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.